go higher, baby. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi. Oh, excuse me, not Lexi. She's not in studio today. Aviana Berrientos. I have Daniel Tagg and Elizabeth Albert. How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
Fantastic. It's a great day.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. I love this weather.
I do,
so
too.
Cold.
It's crispy.
I like it crispy, but not too crispy, because I worry about making animals crispy.
What exactly?
I can't help it.
What exactly is crispy?
Crispy.
Yeah, you know, I'm hungry right now.
No, because when you walk outside, there's dew on there, but it freezes, and it's like crispy.
Yeah. Today, this morning when I went to retrieve the garbage pail from yesterday's garbage
pickup?
Pickup. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel. The garbage pickup. It had frost on the handles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked down. There was frost on the ground. And, of course, I grew up in upstate New York, so I know a little bit about frost and snow and ice. And my first car, I had to put chains on the wheels, on the back wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We did that.
That's how I learned to drive, is in the ice and snow, because my birthday's at the end of November. And so the second I turned 16, I had my driver's license same day.
Wow.
Yeah. My dad almost killed me, because the first week I had my driver's license, I crashed crashed two family cars.
Oh, my gosh. I thought my sister was bad.
I wouldn't let her drive again.
Well,
two cars.
Well, here's what. I pulled into the driveway too fast, and I hit the garage.
Because was there ice and you slid?
I slid.
And
I stepped on the brakes. And my dad, was driving with me the first week, but he thought I had it, so he let me out on my own.
Apparently not.
Yeah. And no kidding. And though it's so funny, too, because so then I put it in reverse and I locked the bumpers. I hit the bumpers of the other car that was parked next to it, because it was a double garage. It was a really beautiful home, a redwood complimentary trim out on, on a white house. It was really pretty, but redwood's expensive. My father was not happy with me. Plus, I smashed the front left bumper and the back right.
Well, if you're
going to
do it, you got to go in, right?
Well, and here's the funny part. So the two bumpers got locked, and I was like, holy Jesus, I'm in so much trouble. So I was out there pumping up and down, trying to get the cars, to disconnect. My father came out, and he's like, what the hell happened out here?
That's an awesome story.
Isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Two cars, not one.
Had to be so horrible at the time, but great story.
Yeah, but
That's awesome.
I made up for it, because I always took care of my parents right up until the moment they died. I always helped them out on every level, and I'm still doing it to this day with some of my siblings. I have a brother, Jerome. We call him Jerry, that lives in a home in Houston. And in fact, we were talking last night and just reminiscing a little bit, and going to try to get him to, stretch himself a little bit and leave the home that he's at for a few hours and just come with us for Thanksgiving. Not sure if I'm able to talk him into it. Schizophrenics get very paranoid, and they don't like leaving their safety zone. And so, but we had a couple of laughs last night. And I got him a new winter coat, and I send him water and some gloves and electric blanket with all this cold weather down here in Dallas, and he's in Houston. I don't know if I said that, but what have you been doing for preparedness for this cold weather? And you don't have any pets, but people need to remember their pets.
Oh yeah, definitely pets and or livestock.
Don't you watch cows?
There's 100 head of elk and 20 cows, but the ones we had to watch out for is the black buck. Several of them froze last winter because they are not designed for this cold of weather.
Are they doing here? How did they get here?
I don't know.
What is a black buck?
Yeah.
It's an antelope from India.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
my
sir,
people.
Don't tell
your
me
animal.
We brought them out of their environment for our own selfish reasons, right?
I don't know. The guy that bought it, they were already there when he bought it. So he kept on going. But anyways,
terrible. Thanks for ruining my day, Daniel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I lose enough sleep over all this. I almost said a swear word.
Yeah. Oh. But to get back, you need to check your livestock, make sure they're in, and then also the water is a big thing, because you're not used to having to check your water pipes here in Dallas and get your car winterproofed.
Okay, so we'll talk about that, because I have no idea. You're going to laugh. So my new Subaru that I absolutely love, I haven't driven my Porsche in months. I really need to sell it. It's just sitting there rotting, basically. Yeah. And the insurance on it is, of course, expensive. I need to get rid of it. But this morning, two things. I went out to, of course, let the animals out to go pee-pee. And their water was frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Their water was frozen. And so I wanted to bring that up for everyone to check their water bowls for their animals.
Yes.
If they're in a place that you don't see them all the time, they should be, because they should be getting fresh water every day.
Mm-hmm.
And animals like warm water, just like we like warm cocoa or coffee. in the winter, especially.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't
Makes
know
sense.
That either.
Yeah, of course they do.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Not too hot, you know.
Right.
But a nice little, you know, nice little cup of warm water.
Right.
From the well. Tip her from the well. But yeah.
A nice little cup of room temperature water.
Right.
Yeah, just a little warm, you know, mix it with the cold. And then, but the car, what do I have to do to my car to get it ready for winter?
So you just need to change out the antifreeze. And okay. go to the you know, just your mechanic and have them change out the antifreeze. So, like, if you put on
they
your windshield wipers.
They probably already do that at the dealership. I know at Sewell you get, like, incredible service.
Oh, yeah, Sewell's awesome. But you still just want to double check to make sure they're doing it.
Yeah.
And then if you have faucets, make sure they're on a slight drip at night so that the pipes won't freeze. That's the big one.
Yeah.
So a slight drip at night, that way.
That's a lot to remember.
It's two things.
What was it again? What, the antifreeze? See how I checked out? I automatically like, la, 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 let them talk.
That happens all the time with my clients. I'll like demonstrate something like, wait, what'd you just do? Yeah, but so go get the antifreeze checked out. Yes. So like if you have to put on your...
Rotate your tires.
Okay. Yeah, but if you have to put on your windshield wipers and you don't have antifreeze in there, it won't... No water will come out, and that's not a fun
frozen?
Thing. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then the big thing is at the house, at home, make sure all your faucets are in a slight drip so there's constant water moving through there so it doesn't freeze.
Yeah, I do that.
That
can
be
huge. I didn't
huge.
Do that over the last couple of days out in the barn. I need to do that.
Yes. Or just turn off the water completely. If you don't need the water on at the barn for a couple of days,
you're
you
just adding on more to the list here. You know we're not going to remember all
write
of this,
down,
right?
Write it down, take your notes.
Well, you know,
here's my
Daniel,
right here.
Elizabeth's parents live right down the street from me. I think you should come over. I'll make you dinner, and you can
here
knock it all out
go.
For me.
There
you
go.
You two can chat it up, you know?
Oh, man. Actually, if you call my dad, he will totally come over and help you out with anything you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you a good cook, Elizabeth?
She keeps on saying she is.
Wait till you try my cooking. Bernadette, I cannot wait to cook.
Let's have a cook-off.
Ooh.
Whoa. You guys
challenge
should bring
accepted.
It in the
spicy.
Bring it in the studio.
That would be a great
you
podcast.
Know I watch Bobby Flay for like a living, right?
No, Bobby who? No, I'm joking.
Oh, come on.
No, I seriously don't know.
Throw down with Bobby Flay? Are you kidding me?
Is he a, like a chef or something?
Get out.
I don't have a television.
Hey, I don't know who a lot of people are because I don't watch television.
Exactly.
Oh,
seriously. Yeah. He's a great chef. Yeah, he
really
is a great
good.
Chef. Yeah. A little arrogant. Isn't he?
Well, now.
Isn't he the
because
one that's
kind of
a little arrogant?
Hollywood's kind of got into his head. But back then when he
arrogance
was, you know.
Is such a turnoff. Seriously?
Absolutely.
It
yeah.
really is.
Yeah.
Why can't people just stay humble?
There's a fine line because between having no confidence at all and being arrogant, there's a very fine line. It's hard to find. Mm.
You know what's your favorite dish to make?
My favorite.
Because you're Indian. Is it an Indian dish?
Oh, no. Here's the thing. You know, my parents, I don't know if they're listening, but I really don't eat Indian food that much.
Really?
Mm. Ever. Like when
your mother just had a heart attack.
Well, actually, you know what? My dad is the cook.
Oh,
my
okay.
mom makes dishes.
Yeah.
But my dad is the cook. So, but no, I don't make a lot of Indian food.
My
I
dad was the cook
food.
In our
yeah.
family. My dad cooked 6 days a week. My mother cooked on Sundays.
That's nice. Kind of how that was the reverse at my place.
Yeah.
Dad cooked on Sundays. It was barbecue
so, you know,
or pizza.
But
or
barbecue.
Going out to eat.
Well, you know, you bring different tools to your toolbox
exactly.
when you
right.
get married, right?
Yeah.
And you know.
Yeah.
And
it works. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My father loved to cook. My mother didn't.
Right. Mine same.
But my mother, you know, she made a lot of money, so they just switched it out.
Yep. Works. So.
Makes sense.
Balance.
Yeah. Well, it's all about balance. And I got to tell you, like, I'm so excited about today's show. I have Eileen Iorio, I believe, is how you pronounce the last name.
Yep.
Eileen's background is in finance and accounting, but she is one of the authors of the book, The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed. I cannot wait to talk with her. She is the third author of this book, and I think this is such an important subject, not just for America, but for the whole world. It's very, very important that we get educated on this topic because it's our children's lives that are in the balance. And of course, Daniel Tagg on his regular spot here. We're going to be talking about making a go bag.
No,
I love this.
I brought it in too. I brought
oh my gosh.
Go bag in so you can look at it.
I want to know.
I can't wait.
I love it.
I need a go bag.
There's so many compartments.
Or it's also called a bug out bag.
A bug out bag.
Yeah, I figured people wouldn't know what that was.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
and then,
really catchy.
Yeah. And Elizabeth, you're going to be talking about how to take up your game through your mind. It's not that hard. You got it in you.
Yes.
Everyone out there does. Elizabeth is going to tell you how to tap into it. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Happy holidays to you. Poop-poop-be-doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Albert. I've got Elizabeth Albert and Danielle Tagg, and our very special guest on the line, Eileen Iorio. Eileen's background is in finance and accounting, but in the last number of years, she has switched her focus to health and vaccine safety research. Eileen has been writing about Gardasil and the HPV vaccine issues for a number of years and advocates against HPV vaccine mandates. She is one of the co-authors for the book The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed. Such an honor to have you with us today, Eileen. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Bernadette. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you writing this book. It's something I feel so passionate about. I think everybody does. At the end of the day, we all want the truth. We all really, we need the truth in order to make good decisions. Knowledge is power. And so, you know, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Mary Holland and Kim Mack Rosenberg is, why did you write this book?
Right. And I guess we all wrote it for different reasons, or we feel impassioned about it for different reasons. But mainly because, well, I have two girls and a boy, and we were facing vaccine mandates. Laws in New York, which is where I live. I'm actually from Ireland. And I found that egregious. And my interest in vaccines went way back. My son had a vaccine injury, so I was always researching more and more. And since this is a new vaccine and the stories out there weren't great, I decided to look into it more. And I found, you know, that it was, that there was a federal law that prohibited, well, that necessitated doctors giving you informed consent on this. And New York was proposing to allow the vaccine to be given without consent of parents or indeed their knowledge. So in researching all that, it brought me to becoming very, very au fait with the ins and outs of the vaccine. And then it went on from there.
Yeah. Well, there's I don't think there's anything stronger than that passion that mothers have for their children to protect them. And you have a very strong opinion about the mandates for the HPV vaccine. So let's talk about those mandates. What's happening right now?
Well, initially, when the vaccine was approved in 2006 and came to market rather strongly, vaccine mandate legislation was proposed in virtually all states in the United States. And it largely failed. It came out of the gate too strong. It was a new vaccine, and legislators were overwhelmed with this ask. And over the years, slowly but surely, more and more mandate legislation has been proposed. It is currently mandated in the District of Columbia, Rhode Island, and Mississippi, I think. I have to check. But each state and district has generous opt-out clauses. It is not mandated in California, along with as other vaccines are, and it is not mandated in New York. However, legislation is introduced every year. We've been talking to senators over the years, and so far we've been successful in them agreeing with us that this is not a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, gosh, I mean, I've read so much. I don't even know where to start. The one thing probably I'd like to say is I find that not corruption, maybe that's a little too strong because all the data is not out, but it seems like there is just a lot of special interest, if you will, around this particular vaccine, starting with the Throat Cancer Foundation, sues the United Kingdom National Health Service to end HPV vaccine apartheid. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Right. There was a long campaign over the last number of years for boys to get the vaccine in the UK. In the United States, we've had it since 2014, I believe, for boys. So the UK is a heavy investor in this vaccine because the vaccine inventor himself comes from Scotland. He emigrated to Australia and is now a citizen of Australia. There's a big connection between Australia and the UK as regards this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Professor Ian Fraser. He became involved as a clinical advisor to a foundation known as the Throat Cancer Foundation. It is very small. It is not a very big player in terms of charities, a few thousand dollars in donations a year. And Ian Fraser became their clinical advisor. And their main remit was to promote the vaccination of boys in the UK.
Mm-hmm. I have to interrupt you because I think this is such an important point that I'm reading is Professor Fraser gets royalties on every vaccine sold in the developed world.
Correct. So instead of it being, something nefarious, it's really a conflict of interest for financial gain in terms of his involvement, or at least securing his vaccine for boys, which would give it a foothold in the world to have the United Kingdom approve the vaccine for boys. Australia already had it. So his involvement is a major conflict. And indeed, when we exposed it, or at least publicized the fact that he shouldn't probably be lobbying the UK government to add the vaccine to his schedule, doubling his market share there, he resigned from his involvement with the Throat Cancer Foundation. So really, it's just a large conflict of interest. It seems to be more the norm as opposed to something nefarious. That's all we can say. And honorable scientists should really step back from lobbying governments.
Well, yes, and then there's
when they're financially gained from it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and then there's Professor Margaret Stanley, I'm reading, who is a consultant for Merck, the manufacturer of Gardasil, which is the HPV vaccine. She remains on the charity's advisory board. How does that happen?
There's no laws against this. Again, it's unseemly. It points to a heavy-handed influence of pharma. It happens more often than you would expect. She is a consultant not only for Merck, but for GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, and others. So I believe she thinks that she is an expert, more so than more so than someone who has a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
But she is also, she was also key in the UK in terms of bringing the vaccine into onto the schedule. So first it was Cervarix, and she served on a special advisory board for the JCVI, which is the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization in the UK. So she's very, very involved. She was also part of a symposium that went to Ireland to promote the vaccine a couple of years ago. And it ended in a spectacle where a young girl in a wheelchair who was injured after the vaccine confronted Dr. Stanley and said, "Do you feel guilty that you've, you know, girls like me are in wheelchairs after your vaccine?" And she said, after a pause, she said, "No, I do not."
I remember reading about that, or hearing about it on social media, and people were just aghast that she was so so cold.
Right. And, you know, that's forever on social media. And Dr. Stanley hasn't returned to Ireland since.
Mm-hmm.
It's atrocious. It's atrocious bullying of young people. And that poor girl is still very unwell.
Yeah.
And her parents, you know, trying to advocate for help. And it, unfortunately, she had to go abroad.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's all over the world. There's stories like this all over the world. And so let me ask you this. Now they're targeting boys. And even so, that they have this lobbyist group that named it Jabs for the Lads, or Jabs for the Boys, that you talked about, from Professor Ian Frazier.
Yeah.
You know, so is it a big deal that boys are now getting HPV vaccine in many countries and it's being sold as an anti-cancer drug?
It is a big deal. You know, and first and foremost, the Jabs for the Boys is a play on words.
Right.
Jobs for the Boys, which is, about employing young men in England. So it's very much a PR campaign above anything else. It is a big deal because the marketing had to shift from it being a cervical cancer vaccine to now bringing in more cancers that HPV is associated with and therefore prevents. But, you know, the manufacturers themselves do not say, nor is there a clinical trial to support that the vaccine can prevent throat cancer, penile cancer, head and neck cancer. These are all presumptions based on the presence of HPV in samples of, you know, tissue, and also based on some epidemiological evidence that HPV can cause these cancers, whereas in fact there's no evidence. So boys, again, are being sold as and secondary to that, herd immunity, of course, but boys are being told that, you know, you don't want to get cancer, do you? Yet at no point do they ever discuss the risk factors, the other risk factors like smoking, drinking, unsafe sex, various other factors that can contribute to these terrible, awful diseases.
Absolutely.
And they're very rare. And nobody who's affected by cancer likes to hear the word rare. But in these cases, penile cancer is rare, the specific lifestyle risk factors, all of these, throat cancer, et cetera. You know, doctors know the other risk factors, but that's never conveyed to the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And again, comes back to our book, the premise of which is that there's no informed consent being given to the public. And especially these children who are hearing it even from their doctors, you don't want to get cancer, do you? And it's a terrible message to be giving parents and children. And it's usually boils down to, well, it's the vaccine or cancer.
Yeah, when they're shaking these parents down, I know it firsthand from my experience and others in my family, starting as young as boys with 12 years old, a doctor in Houston asking my niece, "You want your son to get cancer?" You know,
right.
Like she's an idiot for even bringing it up and asking about it, you stupid woman,
right.
You know?
And these cancers are prevalent, and especially the male cancers in older men, much older men, older than 60. And, you know, to think that the vaccine would, given to 9, 10, 12-year-olds, would still be effective or even, protect them 50 years later is quite preposterous. Well, until we're proven wrong.
Well, you know, I want you to continue on with us. I typically don't do this, but there's so much more I want to ask you. Can you stay with us for just a couple more minutes while we go to station identification, a little break here?
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Thanks,
I love it. Eileen, stay with us, and everyone stay tuned. More coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Daniel Tag in studio, Elizabeth Albert, and I have Eileen Iorio on the line. Eileen's background is in finance and accounting, but in the last number of years, she has switched her focus to health and vaccine safety research. Eileen has been writing about Gardasil and the HPV vaccine issues for a number of years and advocates against HPV vaccine mandates. She is one of the co-authors for the book, The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed. I have read it. It is fabulous. I love it. And I'm so glad we're talking about it. Eileen, thank you for staying with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Bernadette.
Okay, thank you. I've got so much I want to ask you. So let me ask you this. Do you suggest that there's some censorship about problems with the HPV vaccine? And what evidence do you have?
Well, the censorship is in evidence when you look or read the stories of the girls who say they've been harmed. The mothers are speaking out, and or the parents, both. There is no way of accessing information from the government that would support enough vaccine safety in terms of, let's say, the girls are saying we're harmed, and then the government are saying absolutely not, and the manufacturers are denying it. There's multiple studies, but yet we can't read about these girls' stories except on Facebook or social media. They've been confined, let's say, to the back alleys of the media.
Yes.
And we can't get any airing for their grievance.
Absolutely. Like in countries like Bolivia, for example, right? Was it Bolivia that had the big, what do I want to say?
Oh, no, Colombia.
Colombia. Okay.
Right. It was a town called Carmen de Bolivia, the Bolivar. And that was a town of a few thousand, 50,000 people, but 800 girls there suffered vaccine and were hospitalized over a short period of time. And they are now suing Merck and the government of Colombia for the injuries they suffered. The mothers had to take to the street, but you're not hearing about that on social media. Likewise, in Ireland, similarly at the same time, different countries, different cultures, different languages.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the same harms, but nobody's piecing all this together. Their mothers, their parents took to the streets.
Right.
In Ireland, there's a big censorship in media. And actually, today we just read about something from Denmark, where the government of Denmark hired a PR firm to look at promoting the vaccine. And they graded journalists based on their attitude to the HPV vaccine in color codes from red to yellow to green. And, this is part of their research in order to understand how to reach people. So censorship is obvious. Our book has got no play, no criticism either.
Well,
they're ignoring us.
Well, absolutely. And then they're saying, oh, it's basically female drama, like the girls in Colombia, which is so infuriating to take something that's so important, such an important issue, and the potential of children being poisoned by these vaccines and try to blame it on female drama, because there's boys that are starting to get vaccinated all over the world. And I think of one of them that's in the book is Colton Bure. He had a reaction. I actually saw a video about he and his family on YouTube. It was very painful to watch. It really was. And the family, God bless them, what they have gone through with all of this. But he had a reaction within 2 weeks of his third Gardasil shot in 2013. And then he became paralyzed and dependent on a ventilator 24/7. And then Colton took his own life in 2018, just a few months ago, shortly before his 18th birthday, because he just couldn't take it anymore from going to a healthy boy who rode dirt bikes and, played baseball and all these things to on a ventilator in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. And it's heartbreaking when you see stories like that. So let me ask you this. You discuss in the book what's happened to other countries around the HPV vaccine. And I know that it's relevant. But what can the U.S. learn from these other countries' experiences?
I think the U.S. should take a hard look at the children themselves. Very often the reaction, and it's usually funded by the manufacturers and it's sought after by the FDA or the CDC. So they have been tracking injuries per se from VAERS, et cetera, but they're not actually looking at the children. The emphasis on looking at reactions has been from an epidemiological standpoint, and that's a bird's eye view, a population view, and it doesn't peer down to the children themselves. So all over the world, you have these children. In Colombia, the government did send somebody out to medically examine those children, but they didn't check them for anything related to autoimmune conditions or anything close to what they should be. They're looking for viruses, And then Ireland, nobody's looking at these poor children. They are looking at them in Denmark and Japan. So I would, for the U.S. government, I would say follow their lead. Japan is very controversial because they stopped actively recommending it, and now nobody gets it. But they have doctors there who are looking at the children as to why they reacted. Mm-hmm. The same thing in Denmark. We have a Dr. Mielsen who, ironically or coincidentally, he was part of the clinical trials. He vaccinated thousands of girls, and now he's treating girls for injury. His focus is, how do we help them heal, and also how do we prevent it from happening to other children? His focus is on getting them better. But the focus should be on identifying the children's susceptibilities to injury. Why did Colton collapse in 2 weeks after the vaccine and other boys didn't. That should be the focus, and not denying that this ever happens. We know it happens.
Right.
It's been proven in a court of law, and I know Mary talked about that at length. It's been proven to cause death. It's been proven to cause injury. And so, you know, well, they don't like to say proof because it's the vaccine court where the manufacturer is not called as a witness, so therefore we can't ultimately prove. Where there is doubt, there should be the precautionary principle.
Absolutely. Well, here in Texas, we say where there's smoke, there's fire. And so, but let me ask you this. So, Dr. Luke Montanier, a Nobel Prize winner in
virology.
Virology wrote a preface for your book. Mm-hmm. And what does this preface add to your book?
Well, he's a world-renowned virologist. This book is about, you know, a vaccine against a virus. No, not cancer, but against a virus. And he has, you know, a lifetime of experience studying this topic, not necessarily HPV, but HIV. And he got the Nobel Prize for that discovery. So what it adds to it is credibility in terms of this being a real issue. And he says that, you know, what's happening is, to these children worldwide, is a crime, that putting financial interest of a vaccine or a product before the health of these children is a crime. And he calls it a scandal. And, you know, I think that scientists around the world should sit up and listen, that this is somebody who knows what he's talking about, who is pro-vaccine. He believes that vaccines have done tremendous things for children throughout the world. We tend to agree. However, not at the expense of children's lives.
Yes.
This vaccine cannot justify, the end cannot justify the means where this vaccine is concerned. You can't throw children under a bus for a promise that
Absolutely.
A vaccine manufacturer makes
right.
in 20 years. They've done this before. You know, there's cases, the Vioxx case, you know, they found signals in the clinical trial that later turned out to be true. And, you know, 60,000 plus people died, and they went to court over that and paid billions. There's another vaccine in the Philippines called Dengvaxia, where they found a signal in the trials. It was ignored, and now children have died. I think 100 children have died there. And that's not, again, censorship. That's not making its way over to mainstream media. So there's a lot here that we should be very careful about. You've had the warning. Merck have had the warning. And by the way, they declined to talk with us about before we published the book. We've given the FDA warnings. Only last Friday, Sainvac sent a letter to the FDA outlining the most egregious points in our book, four points of clinical trial malfeasance. So they are now being warned. Everybody's being warned. And yet, you know, this freight train is continuing over the cliff, and it seems unstoppable. They just approved the vaccine for women. Every human over the age of
scary
up to 45.
It's very very scary, and it seems like they're just broadening their customer base from a business standpoint. Looking at it,
right.
I have to say this though. This is the words of a doctor, medical doctor, MD, Luke Montanier, Nobel Prize winner for discovery of the HIV virus. He says, "In fact, this is the tragic example of various segments of our society worldwide placing economic interests before the health and protection of our younger generation. I congratulate the authors of this book who are showing the world this scandal." Those are very powerful words. We have to go to break. I hope you come back because I wanted to ask you about J.B. Handley's book, but we're out of time. So thank you so much, Eileen Iorio. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. More coming up with Daniel Tagg and Elizabeth Albert. You are listening to One Life Radio. So you could see the truth, and this love I have inside is everything it seems. Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with three brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight. Shh.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
The Pumpkin Spice 5K will take place Saturday, November 17th at Panther Island Pavilion in Fort Worth, benefiting Leukemia, Texas, dedicated to fighting blood cancer. Find out more at runproject.org and click on the link for the Pumpkin Spice 5K.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake. For he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
No, it's not. Gosh, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Elizabeth.
You're going to stop saying Alyssa.
Elizabeth no, Albert. Okay. How about if I just call you?
Just call me E.
I'll just call you Shiny.
Oh, no.
Shiny and your
so
no.
cute.
Shiny and her man, Danny.
Cutest for puppies.
No. She totally okay. missed
Shiny.
She totally missed what I said.
I didn't hear what you say.
I'm not telling you.
Oh, man.
I heard it.
He heard it. He's turning red.
I'm not turning red.
You're not? Okay.
He's okay right now.
All right. He's okay.
He's a little peachy.
Well, we had to reset here because we don't have time to do everything, but I felt like covering that book with Eileen was extremely important. But I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. Great companies that help keep this rocket moving forward. Great companies. Our sponsors, Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about their products. And, of course, the Squatty Potty. Go to squattypotty.com and enter /onelife to get 15% off your entire order. They have a new, very sleek, pretty one that it's really pretty.
Yeah?
It's really, really pretty. It'll go in any decor. I'm very visually sensitive, so
absolutely,
those kinds of things matter to me.
Right.
So check it out online at squattypotty.com. They also have the Moonlight one, which is kind of cool, too. So
you don't have to turn on the light.
You don't have to turn on the light.
Incredible.
Because if you got to pee, you got to pee, and you don't want to turn on the light
one
unless you have
to. One less
job
to do.
That's right.
It makes
that's
it
right.
harder to go back to bed.
Oh, my gosh. Right. And, of course, the H-Hemp Company, use the code OLR for 20% off your first order, made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics. Paleo Magazine. Visit them at paleomagazine.com. magazine online to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy, and the Well-Being Journal, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Well-Being Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. I've been reading that publication for a very long time, and it truly is first class. Everything about it. Everything. It's a great publication, both of them. And so thanks, you guys, for being patient with me. And we're going to be talking with Daniel Tagg and Elizabeth Albert about making a go bag. So Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center right next door here to the iHeartMedia studios here in Dallas, Texas. He is certified in orthokinetics, the biomechanics of resistance training, and MAT, that's muscle activation techniques. Daniel is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems. And he was a wildland firefighter. And Elizabeth is the owner of Tread Fitness here in Dallas, Texas. She has a strong passion for fitness, nutrition, health, and overall well-being. Her goal is to inspire, motivate, uplift, and encourage people to achieve their fitness goals and improve their lifestyle. She is a certified personal fitness trainer, group fitness instructor, and a certified fitness nutrition coach, and has been a basketball trainer for 10 years. So you're in good hands here with Elizabeth.
Yes. Come see me.
So let's talk about this. A to-go bag. You're a man's man, Daniel. Everyone that listens to the show knows that about you. You're a good man and you're a man's man. So making a go bag, what is a go bag and what's in this manly go bag?
So a go bag, also known as a bug out bag, is basically 3 days worth of supplies that if like say the thing that we're most at risk for is a power outage, like as far as a terrorist attack. And if that happens in a big city, there's going to be looting. There's going to be people killing each other.
Oh my gosh.
To get out of town, right? So, and usually within—
get out of Dodge.
Yes, exactly. And usually within 3 days, they will have everything back on water, all that kind of stuff where you can come back in. But it's basically just a emergency bag that you can survive 3 days, go out—
3 days.
Into the woods or just somewhere and be able to survive for 3 days no matter what the weather is.
That's pretty scary, that scene that you just described.
And we're a lot closer to that possibility than people think.
Okay.
Talking with some people that are in the know with those situations.
So I'm going to have two bags. I'm going to have my to-go, or my, not to-go.
Go. Yeah. Go bag.
Restaurant business too long.
Gotcha.
Okay. My go bag. And then I'm going to have a whole bag full of cigarettes to sell.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Whiskey.
Man.
And whiskey.
And whiskey.
Whiskey and cigarettes.
And chew.
And maybe some chocolate.
Right.
Definitely chocolate.
Oh my gosh.
But
this is a serious thing. It really is. So what are some of the things that you should have in a go bag?
So some of the basic things are water purifier tablets or like a water filter.
Water's so heavy. It's mm-hmm. so heavy, but of course you can't survive without it. So it's probably better to have a lot of the purifying tablets,
yes,
right?
I carry a liter and a half in mine, and then I have a water purifying tablets and a water filter in mine that's really lightweight. So I do carry light with the water because my whole thing maybe weighs 30 pounds.
Okay, and I'm just going to – I know you could probably go to Amazon or anywhere else, but one of the places that I absolutely love on this earth is REI. Have you guys loved it?
I love REI.
No. I do too.
Oh my
You've never
it's
been
amazing.
There?
No.
Have
What's
never,
REI?
Oh, my God,
never
I love
been
it.
I've been
oh
in California for how – do they have
it
in California?
They have one in California.
I have – where? I don't even
all
know.
Over
just
the place.
Tell me
you're
what
just
it
not
is.
Going to the right place. So it's like a camping backpacking store.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
That's where I got these pants from.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Everything that it
– recreational equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's where you need to go if you want to make a go bag.
Well, I've never been camping, so.
Oh. What?
I know.
That's just crazy.
Oh.
Bernadette.
What?
Yeah,
on
it.
That
so let's
oh
go back
God,
to the
I
bag.
Oh, my God. I love to camp.
So anyway,
I would need my hair dryer and my curling iron.
I'm getting some really fond memories about being in a tent with someone.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so let's go back to the materials in your go bag. So it seems like a kind of a long list, but it really doesn't take that much of a bag, right? So you want a multi-tool like a Leatherman knife, right? That's one of the things. Compass with a folding mirror, flashlight with extra batteries or a headlamp. Always keep extra batteries. If you need batteries in something, one is none. Two is
okay,
one.
What about those radios and just stuff that you can wind
a
up?
Hand crank, yes.
A hand crank.
That's on
That's
the,
so important,
that's,
right?
That's not on my number one. That's on my accessory items is the hand radio. So, but you could do a hand light radio or the one of the lights that you crank up as well. That
mm-hmm.
would work perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Flashlights with extra batteries, right? Glow sticks.
That's fun.
Yeah, so glow sticks, space
Woo-hoo!
Blanket.
You bring the glow gloves too.
Yeah.
Finger but, lights.
Yeah.
She'd be crying in the corner. No, you wouldn't.
Oh, I'll be the one with the vodka in the corner.
Warming up.
Yeah, you'd have to bring some vodka for Elizabeth.
Yeah. It would keep you warm. I just don't know if I'd want to pack that.
Well, what if you had to use an antiseptic?
That's a necessity.
It serves us both.
So I
whiskey,
could,
too.
You could use it as an antiseptic. One. I have a first aid kit that has gauze and it has an antiseptic in the
who needs a rubbing
kit.
Alcohol we've got the alcohol, we're good.
Okay, so you can add
proof.
That to your go bag.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm getting some really good ideas here.
There, you can make your bag the only any way you want.
Hey,
but
necessity is the mother of invention.
It is very true.
Yes,
right? Yeah.
So the next one would be space blanket. I keep a couple extra space blankets. It will keep you warm in a pinch.
What okay, is so a people, space blanket?
I was just going to say, for the people out there like Elizabeth who don't know what a space blanket
it
is.
It basically looks like tinfoil. It's this thing that like comes into just this itty-bitty square. I'll get it out here in a second for you. But it's basically you wrap yourself in it. It'll keep your body heat in it.
Like
so it'll
big,
keep you from freezing.
It's like a big piece of
foil.
Of aluminum foil. Yeah. It's like a big piece of aluminum foil, except it's not aluminum foil. I think it's probably got aluminum in it, and he's getting out his to-go bag here. Oh, wow, look
first
at
aid
that.
Kit
he's
right
his
here.
Face
in
blanket
the
out.
Family first aid. Wow.
He even has a snake kit.
I have a snake back kit.
What?
Kit in here. I have I have a waterproof.
That snake scared
lighters.
Me so bad.
Yes. Right?
So this right here is what the space blanket, but I also have a
See how it's so compact.
Yeah. Oh. With your first aid kit, though,
save your life, though.
You want tourniquets. I have waterproof matches in here, antiseptic, snake bite kit. I also have hand warmers you can break open, have gauze.
I think we should go on a camping trip and we should film it.
That'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be fun? That.
Oh, we'd get so much great footage.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a hoot.
Oh, we should do it. We totally should do it. We should do it now while it's really cold so we suffer.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Can we not wait until the spring?
No, it's got to wait until it's a super rainy.
Yes, cold, rainy.
And that's another thing you got to bring is a lightweight rain jacket or windbreaker, right? You need something like that. You need to have your...
I just love camping. Just even talking about it and lighting a campfire and staring up at the stars.
I just want to make the s'mores.
Yeah.
The chocolate
you're,
and the
you're,
marshmallows.
You camp like my daughter. Yeah. Like those one of campers. Yeah.
We've roughed
make the popcorn
before.
And one of those little trinket things.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's not camping.
Yeah.
What?
That's glamping.
Yeah, that's
for
glamping.
Sure.
Well, then I'm a glamper.
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 Loser glamper.
When you use the bathroom behind a rock.
Yes.
You're
that's another thing is toilet paper.
Oh,
is,
really?
You want to carry
toilet paper. Oh, my gosh. What about, can't you just use leaves and stuff?
You can. I prefer not
to.
What I actually carry is I carry just a little bit, one of those little Kleenex things, because it'll work for blowing your nose or having to wipe your bum.
Okay.
I use that when I'm up in the mountains, so that's what I have in my go bag.
But if you're squatting, it should be pretty clean.
There's still stuff that you gotta get there.
Don't go there.
Anyways,
why did I say that?
Anyways,
no leaves.
La 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 la.
Sun visor or a shroud or like this time of year a beanie, right? For someone like
a
me.
A beanie.
Yep.
And gloves. Oh my.
Gloves are gonna be in there.
You can lose 30% of your heat, your body heat through your hands and your head. Right?
I've heard
neck.
That.
And you gotta cover
accurate.
Your neck because
that's where I have
you don't
this,
get sick.
A shroud actually does that too. It kind of covers your face.
And you gotta keep your feet dry.
So dry socks. You want dry change of clothes. Like, we'll touch on this a little bit more, but you want to do paracord, large fixed blade, extra socks, t-shirt, folding shovel.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
All
right.
Okay, we're going
to not be able to carry
gonna
that bag.
We're going to have to continue this
we'll
next
touch
week.
On this.
Diamond,
yeah.
Are you going camping with us? Have you ever been camping?
Never been. I'd love to.
Oh, my
Stay
gosh.
Tuned.
Yes.
We're going to have so much fun torturing you guys.
Party
I cannot
five.
Wait.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. What a great show. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Daniel, everyone out there listening. Aviana, Diamond, thank you so much. Everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.